This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, another hour of the DJV program. This is the Grand Prix. You like the way I say that? The Grand Prix of radio. There we are. The Grand Prix includes Jennifer Horn, whose voice you just heard, and Victoria Keelan, whose voice you will hear. As a matter of fact, if we listen carefully right now, we'll hear either crickets or Victoria.
Or you'll hear really loud rolling thunder. So I apologize in advance because we're in the middle of crazy storms.
Big thunderstorms
right now
on the East Coast today. Yeah, right. Kara Schillen is at, speaking of the East Coast. She's down in Washington. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. I'm down in Orlando. All sorts of things put together the plan for the day. Biggest news, oftentimes on Monday, we start off with the biggest news things that were missed by people over the weekend. So, Jennifer, you want to take us there?
Yeah, and let's take a break from politics. It seems the biggest, or one of the biggest stories of the weekend was about Tiger Woods. And, boy, he's back on top once again. A lot of people thought maybe he wouldn't be able to get back again. But he had a pretty extraordinary Sunday. He won a fifth green jacket. This is because he won the Masters Tournament. It's his first major win in 11 years. And he came back, and he did it again. It's been called the greatest sporting comeback of all time by many. It's a journey that's included a career-saving spinal fusion surgery, a tumultuous series of personal problems that threatened to bring his career to an end. And he composed both a two-putt on the 18th for the greatest bogey of his distinguished career. He put his arms up, his club over his head. He fist-pumped before taking the acclaim of playing partners, all accompanied by roars from the crowd. He found his family and took a lot of pictures. So this is a big deal for Tiger Woods to come back from really not performing well, choosing to go back into golf, having some tough years, and now he's back on top 14 years after his last Masters title. So he said he's going to let the victory take some time to sink in, but definitely a good story of comeback in the sports world for sure.
So there's
it was exciting
a lot
to watch.
Scandal.
I don't care about golf, but it was very exciting
were
to
crying.
Watch. Yeah, a lot of people were emotional about this. For Tiger,
he was very emotional.
Yeah, people root for him because not only did he have that surgery, but then it seemed he had some sort of addiction to pain medication. Okay. He had the DUI. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so this has been a long time coming for him.
And the scandal of his wife and his girlfriends, and now he's got a 3'4", what is it? She's 4 foot three, the girlfriend?
How big is the girlfriend? Seems like it.
Yeah.
But they've been together apparently a couple years, and she runs his restaurant, and I think that it seems like, you know, his kids were hanging on her, so it was, you know, I guess maybe she's probably the best one for him out of the whole bunch.
There's a lesson in this. A lot of people we're so quick to write people off or to pass people off or to give up. And so if you really want something badly, you continue to work for it. You work on it. You work for it. Mm-hmm. It's a great lesson for youngsters. It's a great lesson for people of all ages, one way or another. This is the 15th major championship of his career. And the first time he's been on top since 2008. Think about that. 11 years ago. And I think that's a substantial way to look at this for the people who, you know, everybody who wants, well, I shouldn't say it, but that's not fair. I'm not a golfer, don't understand. My father was a championship golfer, great golfer. I don't get why people want to chase a white ball around 18 holes of golf.
I don't get it either, but.
I don't get it. But have you ever even, Jennifer, have you ever played a round of golf?
I have gone to the driving range. I don't think I've ever played. I've never played a full round.
Played
nine. I played miniature golf all the time. I like that.
Yeah.
But I think I did nine holes once. I did that with my dad. Mm-hmm.
Trying to imagine you playing golf. I'm trying to imagine Victoria swinging a golf club. I'm trying to imagine Kara.
My dad gets upset with me because I don't play. Because
really?
He's taken me to the driving range a bunch.
Yeah, my father wanted me to play. He was always trying to teach me you know, the biggest lesson that I learned, or I guess maybe the way I learned not to play, or why I shouldn't play it, because we had a pickup truck parked in the driveway of the house I grew up in, and a big old red barn, and I put a golf ball on the floor of the barn, which was wooden. I took a driver, and I smacked it and went right through the windshield of the truck.
Uh-oh. So was the end of your golfing career?
I went out with my father from time to time, but I just didn't do anything for me. The things. I'm looking at some of the trending stories today. This weekend, a lot of basketball and mixed martial arts and baseball and motorsports. But you know what, Kara? I figured you'd be on top of the Game of Thrones, because the Game of Thrones started its final season. Yeah, it was a big deal. So did anybody watch it?
I don't watch that show. Kara's the only one who watches it.
I got back home from the bachelorette party I was at all weekend, unpacked my stuff, and then watched Game of Thrones. It was really good. And none of you guys watch it, so obviously it doesn't mean anything. But for people who've been watching for like 10 years, it was a pretty big deal.
On the plane coming down here, I decided I wanted to watch an episode or so of the Game of Thrones. I did to try to follow a storyline of whose castle was getting attacked by whom and that sort of thing. And I'm okay until it gets to the blood round, and then I'm off.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't love that stuff either. Yeah, there are some things I close my eyes for. I don't love the sound of everything, but at this point, I don't know. There is a really good plot, and there are so many different people involved, and so that's why I'm kind of invested at this point. But
right.
Yeah, I don't enjoy slashing either.
No.
All right, so that's brother and sister sex relationship. That's where everybody lost me when they tried.
What?
So many of my friends were trying to tell me to watch it a few years ago, and then I heard about that big controversy that I guess there are two characters that are brother and sister.
Well, no one's a fan of that.
Somebody must be. That writer is a creep.
I don't know. I mean, yes, it's kind of creepy that it's in the book, but also it's medieval times, so.
I don't know that there was that much incest. Yeah.
Was there?
I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and, like, try and support it because I think it's gross and I'm also not a fan of it. But it's just, like, it's a minor part of the story, so
Yeah. Well, so then what's the most important part of the story? What is the most important part of the story?
The fight for the throne, and right now there's an army of ice zombies that are coming to kill everyone. And
the
so
zombies are coming.
Yeah, ice zombies.
Show's
so,
get out of here.
So everyone's gearing up to fight this gigantic war to try and defeat the White Walkers. It's
a
big deal.
Pauly D and Vinny's shot at love, and it's just very simple to understand. The women are there. They'll get called a cab if they don't like them.
All right, so the one thing that is begging to be discussed a little bit here is the plan to transport undocumented migrants into sanctuary cities. That seems to be coming closer to reality. I can't tell you that I've watched although yesterday on the plane, I watched the Sunday morning news programs to the point of being nauseous. It was like pain to watch Chuck Todd. What an arrogant SOB he is. Whether you like Trump or you don't like him, God almighty. And then to go over to CNN and watch the, what do they call that bunch of the supposedly experts, State of the Union. Well, no, that's on Fox. No, Fox News Sunday. Right. Fox News Sunday, I watched that for a while. Of all of the shows that I watched, that one was the one that I thought was the most even-handed.
Because Chris Wallace is probably the best journalist in the business.
Well, I haven't watched that. Again, I don't watch that normally if I'm home at this time of year. I'm outside on the farm. But
I would never give my weekend time to any of that. have enough of that during the week. But I don't understand people who wake up early on a Sunday just to watch hours of that stuff. Ugh.
I know.
The life sucks.
All right. So let's just get a little bit of a background. Are, in fact, some of these, like Los Angeles, do I want to not go back to Los Angeles anymore? Is it going to be crawling with creatures? And
it
San
already
Francisco
is.
And, Yeah.
I just think, I know you guys will totally disagree with me, but I just love Trump. I just love him. Sorry, they just, you know what, these stupid sanctuary cities, and I live in a stupid sanctuary state, they say we want everybody to come in. We want to welcome everybody. We don't want to cooperate with ICE. My governor, Gavin Newsom, has pulled the National Guard off the border because he said the president was manufacturing a crisis. So fine. You don't think it's a problem. You don't believe it's a problem. Let's put everybody on your front yard and see if you think it's a problem. And maybe that's the only way it sinks through the thick skull of people who are not ready to cooperate. And so from a I'm completely frustrated standpoint, I love it. Do I think he's ever going to activate this idea? No. I think it's designed to make people go crazy, which, good, let him think about it for a little while.
I
know you guys will totally disagree, but I love it.
Well, I don't like the idea of sanctuary cities, period. Frankly, I think it's outrageous.
Well, they're already here. They're already in place. So
I know they are. That's what I say. And how much money is put into these things. The other, though, if you dig into this more deeply and figure out what's going on in these countries, one of the debates with Todd and the lady who I'm never going to remember, her husband doesn't like Trump, and she's Kellyanne Conway. She was on with Todd yesterday, and they're talking about, or he was trying to pin her down. It was like a wrestling match. He was trying to pin her down on the mat. The focus was on the countries where most of these refugees are coming from, those three countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, and why we stopped aid for them, and why we were giving aid to Venezuela. I don't know that the two are related, but I didn't get an answer that made any sense.
Well, Venezuela has a crisis where people are losing 25 pounds, and we know that their government isn't getting supplies to the people. Right, and their crisis is a little more severe. Now, will we may have to send military in there? Yeah, that's well, I think that's a really dumb question because it may even be more serious. But the truth is, if these three Central American countries are not using aid to help the people, and if the people after getting the aid are still walking here, of course we need to shake things up a little bit. And we should think about that with Mexico, too. If Mexico can't patrol their own borders, there's a real problem. So why do we have to hand checks to everybody and have them just say thanks, cash them, and then do nothing in return? I think that's junk.
Yeah, I think we give too much foreign aid anyway to countries that basically are giving us an up yours most of the time. But anyway, it's something that we mull about in our minds and work our way through. If we have something to say, help ourselves. Right now, I want you to think about how you engaged people socially over the weekend. Kara had a big social weekend, big party, big what? Was it a bachelorette party? What was it? I forget. You told us on Friday.
Yeah, It was a big bachelorette party. We were gone for the whole weekend. It was pretty fun.
Right. Were you watching people as they smiled? Do they have white teeth? Do they have yellow teeth, your friends? What kind of teeth do your friends have?
Yes, they all have pretty nice teeth. But I was not watching. I was doing other things this weekend, surprisingly. But
really?
Yes.
Huh. All right, Jennifer, are you watching anybody's teeth this weekend? You looking at anybody's teeth?
Not many. I spent most of my weekend hibernating.
Okay. Yeah, Victoria, what about you? And notice
everyone's teeth I saw looks pretty good, so.
Good. All right. So they must all be on Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. You are conscious of these things, but maybe, I mean, in terms of being conscious of your own teeth. Let's talk about you and your teeth. You want to make them whiter and brighter, become a more confident you, then Power Swabs is the way to do it. I have been convinced of this, and you've heard me do my demonstration, my on-air demonstration, which is Legion. People all around the world talk about it. When I get my Power Swabs out and I break open the tube and take the Q-tips and just stick them in my mouth and go around all the teeth out the bottom, and then in 5 minutes, wow, what a change. I don't drink coffee, and I don't drink tea, and I don't drink wine. Well, I drink some tea. I do drink tea, but I've noticed that my teeth have been very, I think if you keep doing this with regularity, your teeth will maintain a oneness, a whiteness that you'll appreciate. Most everybody is interested in how they look, and you want to feel your best and look your best. So if you want the super fast way, the easiest way, and the dentist and hygienist approved way of cleaning the white, or getting the white back, cleaning off the stains, all right, here's what you do. Call 800-208-1797 for Power Swipes. 800-208-1797. Use DJV and you get them for half price. 800-208-1797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake at the hour here. Music time in this hour. And we start off, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and I, with not Miss 9 to 5, of course you can. She's a lot of things to a lot of people. For me, she's just a fabulous entertainer and quite a fabulous human being. Dolly Parton continuing to branch out, and this time it's into the world of sports. A couple of weeks ago, her number 5 NASCAR finished in second place. I didn't even know she had a NASCAR. Anybody here knew?
You were in Ireland, yeah. Yeah, when we hit the car, the car is pink. It's like the most gorgeous NASCAR ever.
So she's going to now step up to the plate to lend her talent for the football spectacle, the NFL draft. She's been tapped to do the voiceover for the intro and part of the network Star is Born theme that links Nashville to the NFL draft. Draft, I think, is a week from this week. Yeah, it's next week, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Friday. Next week.
Be the end of next week, yeah.
It's 3 days.
The NFL Network has announced through the vice president of the NFL, Charlie Yook, Y-O-O-K, that his team will tell stories about the draft prospects while also delivering news and factoids from draft stages in Nashville, including the one outside the Tootsie's on Broadway, and in the buildings of all of the 32 NFL teams that are there. Currently, there's no more information on the exact airtime of Parton's voiceover work or if her contributions will be featured on air during each day of the draft, but fans already kind of excited about the news. Fans, would we football fans or Dolly Parton fans? Or
both.
Maybe both.
Probably both.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, right. I didn't know she was a football fan, even.
I don't know if she is, but it's kind of cool to have her involved in anything. It doesn't matter what the project is.
Yeah, it is. I agree with you, Victoria. She's the best of everything, I think. The best of what Americana has to offer in so many different ways. And she keeps going. She's, what, 74, 75 now?
She's just fun. Not controversial and fun.
Yeah, right. Never. You wouldn't know what her politics are, would you? I don't know what her politics are.
I don't think so.
Again, you can guess, but who knows whether you guess the right thing or not. So that's her story. Now, another lady of the airwaves, another lady who's been around for quite a long time as a singer. Identified first with the disco era, Gloria Gaynor. Listen to this. To my knees and up. Amazing. Sounds like the gospel version, doesn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly what it is. It's her new gospel album. I just never knew she could sound this good.
Oh, she was, I thought she got a really strong voice during the disco era. She was all over the place. As a matter of fact, let's compare the way she does Amazing Grace to her first hit, which is I Will Survive. Let's compare the two of them. Yeah.
All pretty good.
Yeah. So this version of Amazing Grace from her album, the gospel album Victoria was talking about called Testimony, is backed up by a choir of all those big, the faithful voices, shall we say, big band. This is a real strong take on Amazing Grace. New verses also with the classic lyrics. So, good contrast. She said, quote, "It's long been my deep-seated desire to record a gospel album that would uplift, encourage, inspire, and inform. I trust that through my testimony on this album, I'll be able to do much of that through these songs. I'm very proud of the album and excited to share the first single, which is what we've been talking about here, Amazing Grace. The album itself drops on the 7th of June. So, Gloria Gaynor here on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I'm getting benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I think, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. After several deaths in the south from severe storms and tornadoes over the weekend, the National Weather Service says severe storms are this morning targeting the New York City tri-state area. The strong storms could bring damaging winds and heavy rains. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is kicking off his 2020 campaign. The Democrat mayor made the announcement yesterday in front of a large crowd in South Bend.
The question of our time is whether families and workers will be defeated by the changes beneath us, or whether we will master them and make them work toward a better everyday life for us all.
His announcement makes about 20 Democrats now running for the White House. Today is tax day. If you haven't started or aren't finished, there's hope. If you're in a crunch, you can still file for an extension, though you're still supposed to pay what you owe to avoid a penalty. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Monday, the 15th of April, 2019. Doug Steffen here with the ladies of the day, ladies of the morning for many of you. This program is heard early in the morning in some areas and what they call morning drive in others, late morning. It's nice to be tuned into, is that, or listened to, I guess, much as anything else. Tax day is today. We'll talk about that in a moment or two, talking about the Masters and how wonderfully well Tiger Woods did. I don't know about the president and the Mueller report. I hear so much about that. I'd rather have something else in our ears. So let's see where Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and I go with the conversation. Victoria, it's up to you to lead the way.
All right. Well, it's bad news for Bed Bath & Beyond. They have been struggling, and they have just announced that they will be shutting down stores in 40 locations this year. At the same time, they'll be trying out a new idea. They have this lab store that sells more home decor and food products and less of the bed, bath, and it's basically more of the Beyond and less of the bed and the bath. And that's kind of how they are hoping to turn the company around. The sales in all of the individual stores is still declining. And Bed Bath & Beyond lost more money than anticipated last quarter, and they say that they are going to open 15 new locations of these lab stores, and they already have a little over 1,000 stores in the United States, Puerto Rico, Canada, and Mexico. So they are experimenting with 21 of the next-gen lab stores, and they said so far in their testing, they've actually done a lot better than the traditional Bed Bath & Beyond stores. And sales in the experimental stores were actually 2.2% higher than the comparable Bed Bath & Beyond traditional stores, and customers spent more money, which gave the company higher margins. So maybe they can turn it around by just retooling what they've done. Again, you know, people find bedding and all kinds of other stuff on Amazon, and it's just, and then Target has little, Target and Walmart have some specific lines that they do with celebrities and things like that, so that kind of has also hurt Bed Bath & Beyond, and Amazon has, of course, Amazon has always got a hand in all of this, but TJ Maxx and actually has the Home Goods arm, and so people love Home Goods as part of their brand.
Yeah.
So it's kind of really placed Bed Bath & Beyond kind of out of the competition, and so maybe they can turn it around with the new experiment.
All right, you're going to get a chuckle out of this, all of you. I like going into Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't like to shop. I don't like the food shop. But I do like, for whatever the reason, there's a Bed Bath & Beyond on Route 9 in Framingham that I go to. And there's one on Olympic in Los Angeles that I go to. And
they find a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, they do. And I think they place it well. I think their people are helpful. I think you can find all kinds of stuff.
It's the exact opposite of the last time that you talked about being in Bed Bath & Beyond.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about Bed Bath & Beyond is there's an overwhelming smell of, like, potpourri.
Yes.
And it's too much, more than any other show, more than any other store, I think.
A lot of candles mixing together.
All right, so here, Victoria, maybe is the reason that I am saying what I have. Because I've experienced these stores, the one in L.A. on Olympic has all of that food stuff in it from, I don't know whether it's the World Market or where it comes from, but I like that sort of food. It's quality food, and it's well presented, and maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think the last time we talked about it. Yeah.
So that's what they're going to, if people like that, you know, I don't know how many tins of gourmet popcorn anybody needs, but okay, that seems to be like
cashews,
the kind of stuff that they sell.
Before I found out last week that I was allergic to them, they are a mainstay of my diet. God, I need a lot of cashews every day. The thing about Bed Bath & Beyond, though, is that they're helpful, actually, and they've got so many cash registers. You don't have to wait in line. And maybe that's something that I like. I think the last time I talked about it, Victoria, I was frustrated because I couldn't find something that would have been easy. I think it was something to scrub pots and pans with or whatever the heck it was, and it frustrated me because I couldn't find it. But anyway, I wish them well. I hope they do well. I'm getting tired of Amazon. And although I will say this is a good story, just sort of relates back to what I have said, and I changed my mind about stuff. You've heard me complain about some things and say good stories, but I mean, that's the condition of, it's our human condition, we change our mind about stuff. So I have not been, in a manner of speaking, going to Whole Foods has not always been a great experience for me, but I've had trust and faith in the quality of the produce. That's why I go to the food store. I go to get fruits and vegetables and stuff. If I can't get them or find them, you know, out of season, so then I can find them in season. The two farmers right around me that grow fresh produce, then I get it all there. But the point of Amazon buying Whole Foods, I get a great distribution source, but the quality of the food and the people working there seems to have declined. But last week I went in to purchase some, I've developed a horrible allergy to gluten. So I went in to buy some gluten-free stuff, and I including gluten-free, there's a supplement you can take that relieves the problem that you have from being indigested by having gluten, too much gluten in your bread or food or whatever it is. So I bought a couple of bottles, and I came home, and I couldn't find the second bottle. And this is the second or third time this has happened. I couldn't find something they charge you for, and it doesn't show up. So I went back to the store, and there was a lady there that was so friendly. I said, yes, Mr. Stephan, she knew me. I don't know if that was why she was as nice as she was, but she said, here is another bottle, and here's $15. You can go use it as you will. Thank you very much. Sorry about that. And that's probably the first turn that I felt that there was something going on in Amazon. We all are very personal when it comes to this stuff. We all think about our experiences in a personal way. Unless you don't have it, and then you go by what somebody else has. But my experiences haven't been great there because they can never find my Amazon Prime membership for the discounts, but I don't think they apply anyway to that much. So then I went home, and I found that this little jar of gluten-free capsules had fallen into a bag of grapes, and I didn't see it. So I went back to the store the next day. I went back on Friday and said, here, this is my mistake. And they were very gracious about it. And I said, here's a $15 back for the thing you gave me. And I gave them the extra money. And she said, don't worry about it. But the point is that they were nice. What we're looking for, I think, in this age of humongous everything, where the big companies own and operate everything, whether it's the food store, whether it's the airline, I am so blessed sick of American and how they screw around with people. They just don't have, they're too big and they don't get it. And yesterday was a perfect example of it, even though the weather affected, they just don't have any communication skills. And they just, I don't know. But so when we grouse about the bigness of things, it's nice to know. And by the way, when I got with the trouble of the flight, when I got into the hotel where I am last night, there was a note from American saying, we're sorry about all the delays and the problems you experienced. Yeah, that's a step in the right direction. Yeah, it is.
That seems good.
Right.
Maybe they read that ranking where they were the last.
Yeah, the last one. Yeah. I was talking to a guy. I had a fabulous conversation with this young fellow. He's probably 26, 27 years old, who is from Florida. He was on the plane with me, and we were talking about, we were both sort of complaining, and he's a very quiet kid, so it was interesting to listen to him talk about his experiences coming back and forth. He's in the Navy. He's a SEAL specialist on a swim team, and he was telling me his story. He just re-upped. He'd been in for 4 years, and he now re-upped for another three. He's been over in Japan, and some of the harrowing stories he taught, you know, they don't really, he says it's not really war games. It's they're helping wherever they are. See, this is the thing about America that a lot of people lose focus on. And I'm going to be very specific here because I think it's part of what we ought to be proud of. Here are these kids that we trained, and you can say, well, it's not our job to do it. Well, whether it is or it isn't, or whatever you feel about that. On tax day, I'm happy to be paying for this kid and his salary. He was a champion swimmer in high school and college, and he was brought into the service, and they gave him, you know, special consideration because they need people who are good at this for these teams. And so he's stationed in Japan at a Navy base there, not on Okinawa, but southern Japan. He says the Japanese people, very polite, like Americans. And so what most of the work is they are doing isn't really, they train on Navy vessels. And in case of some naval wartime problem, they're ready for it. But most of the time, he's in the water saving people who go out. He was talking about these two people that came across. I think there were two women. I remembered vaguely the story. They were off the coast of Japan, and they were in a horrible storm. And they went out, and he was the one who rescued them. And he's rescued any number of people, civilians, who get themselves into a jam and do stupid stuff. Like, you know, everybody that does stupid, they get drunk at a girl's bachelorette party over the weekend, and they jump onto a boat and go out and float around, and then they get saved by this guy. Anyway, that drunken bachelorette party is a reference.
I'll have you know that we were right next to a river, and none of us jumped in the water, so none of us needed to be saved. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Today is tax day, talking about taxes. And as I said, I was happy to be paying for this kid's salary. Very, very, somebody we could be proud of. Today, federal income taxes are what we have to pay, and money has to be. You don't have to have the forms done, but you got to have the dough in. In every state except Massachusetts, where it's a holiday today, it's Patriots Day because they run the race. Today's Boston Marathon Day. Going back in history, the early 1860s, the feds came up with an idea to tax people because they had to pay for the Civil War. And so, one way or another, through various machinations over the years, the income tax has found its way into our Constitution, although there are still a lot of people who say that it's unconstitutional against the 23rd Amendment or whatever it is, but try not paying it and see what happens. That's basically, the judicial has, whether it's in the legal side of things, the judicial acts on behalf of the government in this case. You don't pay your tax, you go to jail. Anyway, so researchers have surveyed 1,000 Americans about this whole business here. Yes, there is a tractor driving by right in front of where I am. Did you?
I was like, what is happening?
Sounds like a black hole is opening up.
Yeah. Tractor. Yeah. So the 1,000 Americans were questioned, and this was the question, did you file your taxes by April 1st? 71% said yes. And so that's by the 15th, everybody's supposed to not file your taxes, but get the money. You have until October 15th, actually, to file. The ways that Americans spend their tax returns. Who's gotten money back? Victoria, you get money back yet?
Yes.
You did? Okay. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, did you get any money back yet?
I did not.
No. All right. And Karen,
I won't be,
you?
By the way. It hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah, right. No, I get it. What about you, Karen? What do you use your tax return money for?
California.
This year, I think I spent it on the bachelorette party and like the three different weddings that I have coming up. Yeah. So that's
good, fun stuff. So here are the top ways Americans spend their tax return money: pay off debt. 27% said that was their number one. That was the top of the list. Saving the money. Two. That's interesting because half
Very
the people in the country. Yeah, well, there was a survey out over the weekend that indicates that at least half of the people, as they work toward retirement, have no money saved whatsoever. Half the country in their 60s doesn't have a penny in the bank. That's pretty silly. Number three, treating yourself to new clothing or a big time. That's 13% said that's what they use their money for. 11% said they spend it on necessities, school lunches for children, that sort of thing. 10% said they spend it on cars or car repair, that sort of thing. 8% take a vacation, and 3% buy somebody special a gift. So let's see where you fit in. Yeah, make sure, though, the money is in today. That's the important thing. Jen, what do we have in the television department here?
Well, you mentioned it. Big story for sports day is the Boston Marathon. Also, and that'll be covered nationally on the NBC Sports Network. Also, if you're a Family Guy fan, they're celebrating their 20th anniversary with the marathon on TBS. You can check that out. And the series premiere of Say Yes to the Nest, that happens on HGTV tonight at 10 o'clock. Uh-oh, here it comes again. On ABC, American Idol is a new tonight. It's the first live elimination show. Four contestants will be voted out of the competition, revealing the top 10. That's at 8 o'clock tonight on ABC. The Fix is new after that at 10. On CBS, all new, The Neighborhood, Man with a Plan, The Code, and Bull, all new tonight. On CW, you've got DC's Legends of Tomorrow at 8, Arrow at 9. On Fox, The Resident is new, followed by a new episode of 911. And on NBC, it's Voice Night. The artists take the stage and compete for the opportunity to advance to the next round in the competition, followed by The Enemy Within at 10 o'clock. If you like Netflix, brand new series premiere of No Good Nick. That happens today on Netflix.
All right, there's the TV report. This is the DJV report of what's going on today around the nation at 10 before the hour.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on. Let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours, too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go through a couple of the big stories. There's a new streaming service that's coming from Disney. Victoria and I were just talking off the air about how Disney's becoming Amazon in the entertainment business. They're just buying up everything and creating things to, in this circumstance, maybe be a threat to Netflix or some of the other streaming services. Is that true, Victoria?
I think this is a direct threat to Netflix, and this is all anyone had talked about over the weekend in terms of, you know, pop culture and entertainment news. Disney has officially unveiled their new streaming service. It's called Disney Plus, and they have there's so much here. I'll try to get through this quickly because there is so much stuff that they're throwing at people. So to start, Disney Plus will debut on November 12th. It will cost $6.99 per month, or you can buy a whole year in advance for $69. So the pricing of $7 per month, that already beats Netflix, which just hiked its own base to $9 a month. And so customers will also be able to subscribe to a bundle That includes Disney Plus and then other properties that Disney owns, like ESPN Plus and Hulu. So, like Netflix, Disney Plus will also be ad-free. Customers will be able to download and access content offline, so you can load up before you take a flight, which is one of the better features that Netflix has introduced over the past few years. Disney also has acquired entities like Lucasfilm, Pixar, and Marvel, plus they have that monumental, huge merger with Fox that they just was finalized in the last couple of months, and that granted Disney ownership not only of Fox franchises like The Simpsons, but also big blockbuster movies like Alien and Titanic. So at the launch in November, Disney Plus's library will have 18 Pixar films, 13 Disney animated classics, every single one of the Star Wars films, old and new, which is huge. That's going to be their linchpin. And then, because of Marvel, they're going to have Black Panther and Captain Marvel and 250 hours of National Geographic programming, 100 Disney Channel original movies, and 9 exclusive originals. And so Disney Plus will also migrate over some family-focused Fox films and TV shows like The Sound of Music and Malcolm in the Middle. And then they've got some live-action remakes of The Lady and the Tramp and The Sword and the Stone, things like that. In total, Disney Plus will feature 500 films from the Disney Library, 7,500 episodes of Disney TV shows, including all of Hannah Montana. Now, if anyone's been following Miley Cyrus recently in the news, she has been dressing up as her former alter ego, Hannah Montana, and the rumor is that it's connected to the Disney Plus launch. So there could be something exclusive going on with a Miley Cyrus concert. There's going to be some other stuff, I think, there. And that doesn't even count all of the new Fox content that they just got in this merger. So to me, it looks like November 12th is going to be a very, very big day for Netflix to see how many of their customers they lose and to see how many customers migrate over to Disney Plus. It's a great deal for $7 a month.
You know, it's really interesting when you go through all the things and how management, if a company is well managed, how many people they have in the right places to orchestrate all this, you realize what a management nightmare this could be if it isn't done right.
Yeah.
About what it takes for organization, coordination, all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Disney is known for having good management, so good. Speaking of that, another Disney story, they've released their new trailer for Star Wars Rise of Skywalker.
The Geek Out. We now have our first trailer for the 9th chapter and final Star Wars movie in the current trilogy, and we know the title, Rise of Skywalker. Now, like any Star Wars trailer, the 2 minutes is both fantastic and vague. It starts with a stunning sight of Rey literally doing gymnastics with what looks to be Kylo Ren's TIE silencer and ends with the surprise sound of Emperor Palpatine's famous cackling laugh. Now, what remains is the big question of how director J.J. Abrams will handle the controversial storyline set up in the previous movie, The Last Jedi. We know Disney's taking a break from Star Wars after this, so sticking the landing here is of epic importance. If somehow you've not yet seen it, we've posted the trailer for Star Wars Rise of Skywalker on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Right now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
All right, let's work into this Netflix new comedy channel. What do we have here, Victoria?
Well, yes, Disney Plus obviously took up the bulk of space over the weekend, but Netflix did have a little announcement of their own. It just pales in comparison to what Disney was up to. Netflix has announced that they have a new comedy channel on SiriusXM. It's going to be called Netflix is a Joke Radio. It will feature highlights from Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Ricky Gervais, Sarah Silverman, Jerry Seinfeld, and Wanda Sykes. It launches today.
All right. Good luck to them. It's now 59 past the hour on today's DJV show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.